You ever say that taking on or carrying on?
Yeah. Really carrying on.
Okay. And on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you say, oh, I'm
feeling fine.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you say you've got
arthritis.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
I don't think so. Arthritis.
What about a disease that children used to get? They'd choke up in the night. They'd
croup?
Or something worse than that. They'd die from it. Did you ever hear
diphtheria?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about a disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow?
Oh, that's yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm. And when you have a pain down here and you have to have an operation?
Appendix.
Okay. And say someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, you'd say he had to...
Indigestion.
Or when it came back up.
Oh, he had the vomits.
Okay. Any other way of saying that besides vomit?
Oh, virus.
Mm-hmm. What about a crude way of saying somebody vomited?
Threw up.
Okay. Any other way?
No, I don't.
Anything worse than that?
Threw up. I believe that's about the worst.
Uh-huh. And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick?
The stomach.
Huh?
Sick at a stomach.
Okay. And say if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house, you'd say that he was...
Going steady.
Okay. What did people used to say? Did they say going steady or...
Yeah, I think so. They always did say going steady.
Do you ever hear sparking or courting?
Courting? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's sparking, courting.
Did courting mean the same as going steady?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he would be called her...
Sweetheart?
And she would be his...
His girlfriend.
Okay. And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, then his little brother would say that he had been...
Kissing?
Okay. Any old-fashioned names for kissing? And say if when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say that she...
Broke up.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she...
She refuses.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
Broke up.
Okay. Did you ever hear she turned him down or jilted him? Mm-hmm.
Turn him down or jilted him. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard of that.
And you say, but if she didn't turn him down, you say they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
They, I don't know.
Do you ever hear jump the broom stick?
Jump the broom, yeah, jump the broom.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of that, yeah.
And, you know, at a wedding, the boy who stands up with the groom, he's called the...
Best man.
Okay. What about the woman who stands up with the bride?
That's the bridesmaid.
Okay. Do you remember a long time ago, if people would get married, other people would come by their house that night and make a lot of noise and...
Yeah. If it's a... A widow that would get married, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You'd call that, I don't know what you call it in English, but you call it in French a shoddy-body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what shoddy-body means?
What?
You.
What does shoddy-body
mean? I don't know the word. You married a widow and they play your shoddy-body.
And they come at night and make that noise. I mean, I don't know what you call it in English. I've never heard anyone say it in English, you know, but in French... I mean, a long time ago, that's what they used to say, the charivari.
But it had to be, one of them would have to be marrying for the second time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it'd come at night and beat on pains and all of that, you know, kind of noise, is what you mean?
Uh-huh, but it'd all just be in fun.
Mm-hmm.